CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you as usual from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text of the bulletin on the RSGB's own web page. Good morning, it's Sunday the 30th of July 2017. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. 146147 MHz digital TV progress. Exam chair steps down, 1 week to IOTA 2017. Slides and videos are now available on the Ofcom website from the latest RSGB and BATC presentation to Ofcom's Business Radio Interest Group. The meeting was held on the 30th of June. Ongoing advances in reduced bandwidth TV by radio amateurs at 146 to 147 MHz were presented by VHF manager John Renault, G4SWX. The video clip shows robust reception of colour digital video transmissions over 15 kilometres on 146.5 MHz with a reduced bandwidth of just 470 kHz. You can view the presentation at https://tinyurl.com/YankeeCharlieOscarTangoNovemberPapaSierraZulu. Alan Betts, G0HIQ, has recently chosen to step down from his long-standing and much-valued role as chairman of the examination group. He will continue as part of the group and to contribute to the examination system in numerous ways, not least being the lead tutor at his local amateur radio group. The RSGB thanks Alan for his 15 years as chairman and the incalculable help he's provided in shaping the foundation, immediate and advanced exams, and look forward to benefiting from his experience in the future. It's just a week until IOTA 2017 when we will welcome 80 young radio amateurs from across the world. Father and daughter team Kevin G0PEK and Lauren M6HLR will speak to IOTA teams during the week about their experiences on the UK hills and mountains. Following that, team members will build a portable antenna and take it up to the nearest official summit. Before the event, 11-year-old Lauren plans to have finished activating all 214 Wainwrights in the Lake District, a great achievement that will give her lots of experience to share. Our latest vlog features, you can see our latest vlog, which features, I think that's been written twice, Kevin and Lauren and all other IOTA vlogs and info on the RSGB website. A vacancy has arisen for a deputy regional manager in District 132, which is the South Nottinghamshire, South Derbyshire area of Region 13. If you are an RSGB member who resides in or around that area and are interested in finding out more about the role, please contact the regional manager, Jim, G0EJQ, by email to rm13@rsgb.org.uk. The end of the early bird discount for bookings at the RSGB convention is fast approaching. The deadline's the 18th of August, and the event takes place on the 13th to the 15th of October. The provisional programme is now available on the website, so if you'd like to visit rsgb.org/convention, you'll see all the latest information. The 2017 AGM of the UK 6 Metre Group will be held at 10 a.m. on the 5th of August. It takes place in conjunction with the W3WOS 50 MHz barbecue in Farnborough, Hampshire. Full details of the barbecue part of the day, visit www.gare.co.uk/bbqfigures2017.htm. Chertsey Radio Club is raising money to help purchase a simple UK business radio licence for the National Autistic Society. Full details on how they're doing this, go to tinyurl.com/YBfigure2ZFfigure5UE, where you'll find also details of how and why the business radio license will be useful. The polar prince has been making its way northward across the Labrador coast, visiting communities and places of interest. It's interesting to access the live camera feed to observe the coastline at https://canadacfigure3.ca/en/expedition/knive-feed. While daytime propagation at this time is limited, the CG3 EXP beacon receptions are being uploaded by the receiving stations at a rate of up to 800 in a 12-hour period. Some of these stations have requested QSL cards, and TCA columnist Robert Mazur, VA3ROM, has volunteered to be the CG3EXP EQSL manager. EQSL cards are available via the online EQSL service or on a request via direct mail sent to cg3exp@gmail.com. To join the stations that are using WSPR to track the Canada C3 expedition in the remaining 95 days of the voyage, you only need a standard SSBHF receiver, an inexpensive USB sound adapter, and a PC running WSPR 2.0 software. You can download the software free from http://physics.princeton.edu/pulsar/k1jt/wspr.html. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week. The Chippenham and District ARC Rally takes place today, the 30th of July, at Kington Langley Village Hall, Church Road, Kington, Langley, SN 155NJ. Talking S22 145.550 MHz. There are disabled facilities and on-site parking. Doors open 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Entry £2. Under 16s free. Car boot pitches are £6 for cars and vans, payable on entry. Tables inside are £8 each. Access available from 7 a.m. for setup. Hot food and drinks are available on site. Details from Brian. Email g6huim3hui@gmail.com. Sorry for the delay, I couldn't turn the page for some reason. The 28th Kings Lynn ARC Great Eastern Radio Rally takes place on the 6th of August at Gaywood Community Centre, Gayton Road, Kings Lynn, Norfolk. P34DZ. Car parking on site is free. Talking 145.550 MHz. Doors open 9 a.m. with admission £2. There'll be a trade stands bring and buy. Amateur radio pitches inside as well as outside. On site catering will be available. Details from Ted G40ZG 01553768701 or 0794683 8656. The Lawn Radio Rally is on the 6th of August at Crean Larrick Village Hall, Main Street. That's in Perthshire, FK28QN. Doors open 10:30, entry £2. Will be trade stands as well as bring and buy. A raffle drawn at 1:30. Catering available on site. Details by email to LORN Radio. That's Lawn Radio Club at gmail.com. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News, Radcom, or the RSGB website, please email full details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for DX News, compiled from 45 News and other sources. Rowley ZL1BQD will be active as 5W0RR from Samoa, IOTA OC097, until the 15th of August. He'll be operating mostly JT65. And possibly the new FT8 mode, QSL ZL1BQT. Janes S53 Victor will be active as 9 Alpha 8 Charlie Victor from Kirk Island, EU136 in Croatia, until the 3rd of August, QSL EQSL or direct to Sugar 53 Victor. Alan K4TA will be on the air as 9 X-ray 0 TA from Kimi Hurura, Kigali, starting on the 5th of August and remaining for the next 3 years. Activity will be holiday style on the HF bands. He's currently active on 20 and 17 using SSB and digital modes as well as some CW, QSL N4GNR. Several operators will be on there as TX5EG from Hiva Oa Island, OCO27, until the 6th of August. Activity 10 to 12 meter bands. Using CWSSB, RITI and PSK, QSL F6BCW. Jeff G8OFQ will be active as Hotel Charlie 8 stroke call sign from Isabella Island, IOTA SA004, from the 1st of August to the 30th of October. Activity 160 to 6 metres, QSL home call. Now the special event news. The Martello Tower Group will be operating GB5RC from the 3rd to the 7th of August from the MV Ross Revenge, home of Radio Caroline. Moored in Blackwater Estuary, GB5RC is celebrating 5 decades of offshore broadcasting and will be mainly operating on 80-40 22 metres and 70 sems, with the capability to run 17, 15 and 12 metres and 10 as well. For more details, see qrz.com. Sheffield Amateur Radio Club will be operating GB0 RFC for the Transport Club Norton from the 1st to the 28th of August, celebrating a centenary of this airfield. The site was chosen as an aeroplane repair depot, becoming number 2 in brackets Northern Aeroplane Repair Depot in 1917. GB8NCI will be on the air on the 5th and 6th of August from the National Coast Watch Institution station at Exmouth from 0900 to 1900 UTC, operating 40 to 10 metre bands. Using SSB and CW, choice of bands will be subject to propagation conditions. There'll also be VHF operation. The GB8NCI station will be open to members of the public in the building adjacent to the NCI watchtower. Denbighdale ARS will be activating a special station for Yorkshire Day on the 1st of August. GB6YD will be active from 10 a.m. on the club site at Farnley Tyres, and everyone is welcome. Sugar Charlie 40, Victor India Charlie may be interested. Prefix Chaser, this is a special event station celebrating the 40th birthday of Swedish Crown Prince Victoria. The station will be on the air until the end of 2017. QSL manager SM6JSM. Members of the Barry ARS will be on the air with a special station GB4RME until the 5th of August from the Royal Mint at Llantrisant. Activity will be 80 to 6 metres using CWSSB, RITI, JT65 and on various satellites, QSL, GW0, ANA. Contest news now. The RSGB's flagship HF contest, the IOTA contest, ends its 24-hour run at 1200 UTC today, the 30th. Please note that this year there are changes to the rules, so make sure you check before entering. Using the 3.5 to 28 megs bands, the exchange of signal report serial number and IOTA reference. Today, the 30th, UK Microwave Group contest runs from 0600 to 1800 UTC. Using 5.7 and 10 gigs bands, the exchange of signal report serial number and locator. On Tuesday, the 144 megs FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1900 UTC and is immediately followed by the 144 megs UK activity contest from 1900 to 2130 UTC, the exchange of signal report serial number and locator. On Saturday the 5th, the 4th 144 megs backpacker contest runs from 1300 to 1700 UTC using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number, locator and postcode. The 144 megs low power contest is also on the 5th from 1400 to 2000 UTC using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number, locator and postcode. Worktorbrecht 144 megs low power phone contest takes place on the 5th of August, 1400 to 1800 UTC, the exchange's signal report, serial number and WAB square for UK stations. Entries need to be with the contest manager by the 26th of August. Please note the maximum power for contest is 10 watts input into the antenna. Full details, www.worked-all-britain.org.uk. It's the turn of the 432 megs band on Sunday the 6th with the low power contest running over from 0800 to 1200 UTC using all modes on the 70 sems band, the exchange's signal report, serial number, locator and postcode. Radio propagation report now compiled by G3SVW, G3YLA and G4BAO. For most of last week there were no sunspots on the Earth facing solar disk. A single small sunspot number 2668 appeared on Tuesday, but it had gone by Wednesday. Solar activity was very low and flux stayed at 69 and 70 all week. The K-index, however, was mainly at 3 and 4 and only briefly dropped to 1 by Thursday. The disruptive south-pointing BZ component of the interplanetary magnetic field reached a maximum negative value of minus 6 nanoteslas. The solar wind on that day impacted on the ionosphere, where at 637 kilometres per second, the highest solar wind of that week, 707 kilometres per second, occurred on Monday. Maximum usable frequencies off of long paths were depressed throughout the period. Short-range daytime propagation on 28 megs to several European countries was confirmed by the reception of numerous amateur radio beacons, particularly from Spain. The 7 MHz band proved its usual consistent role of being a main DX frequency at night time. Many stations were on from Canada, the USA and South America. This weekend has been the Islands on the Air contest. Propagation may not have been conducive to high scores, although contests do have a habit of opening up bands thought to be closed. Next week, one or two old sunspots could rotate into view if they still exist. These were large on their first passage. If they do turn up, we could see an increased flux and rise in maximum usable frequencies. Any solar flares arising may bring unsettled geomagnetic activity. VHF and up now, we have a particularly unsettled period of weather over the country driven by low-pressure systems crossing Britain until a weak ridge arrives at the end of the week. That means that gigahertz band's rain scatter is likely to be the best option for DX interest. It's a good idea to use one of the many online weather radar displays to follow the heavier showers and point your dishes at them to look for beacons to alert you of possible rain scatter paths. Staying with unsettled part of the story, the strong jet stream, which is pushing all these lows across the country, will also be useful for sporadic E as it moves a bit further into the continent, since the turbulence these jet streams create is one of the components for generating sporadic E. The search for tropo will be fruitless, as low pressure and breezy weather tend to prohibit the development of useful temperature inversions required for a good lift. So we're back to high EME losses this week as we approach apogee on Wednesday and maximum negative declination on Friday, so there will be short moon windows and poor conditions for EME in the coming week. In all, it looks like a week to do some nice reliable satellite operating with the birds unaffected by the vagaries of weather and the lunar cycle. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me. Until next week.